Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups. In this episode of The Loudspeaker, we will be going over the most frequently asked questions that we receive from clients here at Publicize. To do this, we will be speaking with different account managers from the Publicize team to go over the answers and invite them to share their own advice for each question. Enjoy.
Should we prioritize own media being up to scratch first, or can we move straight to pitching? Journalists need to know enough about your company to learn about what you're doing and be able to write a piece about you. As such, having your website up to scratch is essential, as well as having LinkedIn and Twitter profiles for any key spokesperson you want us to pitch out. These things would need to be ready before we start external media pitching. Having a strong, consistent blog is definitely an advantage and can help with SEO, but it is not vital. So if you don't have a company blog, we could still get going with external pitching before working on a blog. When you first join, we run a PBR, a publicized baseline rate, to check how much work needs to be done before we hit cruising altitude for pitching. We will let you know how much work needs to be done, ideally, to bring you up to a good standard. Many companies often get interviews and articles rejected because editors are unable to find trustworthy information online, and they are put off by poorly designed websites and inconsistencies across social media channels. That's why we recommend getting your own media in top shape before reaching out to external publications.
Should we post all our blogs on Medium or on our own website? To get maximum SEO, keywords, and owned content value, we usually advise you to post all blog content on your own website under a blog section on the site. Though both have their pros and cons, depending on your business goals for blog content, Medium can also offer value because of the power of the platform. Reposting the blog on Medium is not advised, as the Google algorithm will flag the content on your own site as duplicate content, and this can lead to unwanted penalties for your website on Google. However, if you're looking to use the Medium platform for engagement and to connect with readers that already are on that platform, and you're not as interested in the SEO benefits and such, then you can definitely opt for Medium.
Well, I know that Publicize is conducting the right strategy for me and my company. Okay, so essentially, when Publicize starts doing PR for a company, we, Publicize, are essentially building the narrative for the company's role in the industry that they want to target. Very much like characters in a novel, we don't get to know everything about these companies or the characters in a novel, and we don't get attached to them right from the very first page. And this is kind of how journalists see the companies that we pitched to them. When we begin our collaboration, we're putting together the building blocks for the ideal scenario of what we call passive interaction with the brand. And this essentially means that you've become a thought leader because journalists seek out you or the company for quotes and commentary and articles, without a PR company like Publicize having to actively pursue those opportunities. But this obviously takes time. Again, this is not a short-term strategy, and Publicize fleshes out the narratives to build the relationships that clients are looking for. So we refine our strategy continuously when we reach out to these journalists so that we can understand where there's interest, who's responsive, and who wants consistent contribution. Now, of course, it's very important as well on the side of the company or the client with Publicize to be very vocal about the kind of strategy that Publicize is implementing. So I highly encourage my clients to ask as many questions as possible so that they can understand what we're and why we're doing it, rather than taking a backseat position and just letting things go on cruise control with Publicize taking over the reins. This is very much a teamwork collaboration, So we depend highly on our clients being vocal about what they find interesting about our strategies, who they want to target, the readers, what kind of publications, what they want to come out of results that we get from them. So there are many different different factors to take into consideration there.
Should we do a PR for all news we have as a company? How does Publicize decide what is newsworthy? We recommend using press releases for only the biggest news coming out of your company. We usually discuss each potential PR on a case-by-case basis to ascertain how newsworthy it is and whether a press release would be the best tactic to use for that particular news. Usually, newsworthy announcements promote something from the company but also have an aspect to them that explains the benefit to potential readers and customers. For example, opening a new location isn't particularly newsworthy, but opening a new location with new positions available for candidates is something that could be considered more newsworthy. One alternative to this is the special pitch. Special pitches are less focused on the announcement or the company and emphasize the impact on the industry in question. So for example, a PR could be used to announce the release of a new technology from your company, but a special pitch could offer more of a story angle about how that new tech is going to solve a relevant problem or issue. In making that distinction, it's clear to see why an editor might be more interested in the impact or the story rather than just an announcement.
If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only, and exclusive to the Loudspeaker listeners, we're giving subscribers a month free on a 12-month Publicize contract. To find out more, visit publicize.co/lspromo. That's publicize.co/lspromo.
Why are self-promotional guest articles not successful? And which tactic should we choose if we want to beat promotional? So it is very rare that any media outlet of any size will publish a self-promotional article unless they were paid for it. Journalists, most of the time, or for most part of it, are concerned with what is interesting to the readers, which is really straight advertising. Our recommendation is that to pitch for an interview and a podcast, and those hope the editors or journalists accept this. Our chances to be more self-promotional could increase since they will be the ones writing the article. However, I also wanted to touch 2 points in this case. First are the guest articles. These are tough leadership pieces that help you to position your brand and gain backlinks and as well brand visibility. You need to build credibility through guest articles, and any decent publication won't take anything too promotional. So our recommendation is to think like a journalist and ask yourself if the content is interesting for your readers and if it's worthy of being published. On the other hand, the blog management helps you to gain brand awareness, build trust, generate engagements. Since we can be more self-promotional here, we can add links to the blog, such as, for example, if you have an application, we can include the link of the application, we can include the solution, we can include any information that you consider important to highlight in your blog. And it is because there is more flexibility, because it will go to your own media. To summarize, editors don't like to publish self-promotional guest articles for 2 reasons. The first one is because promotional articles or promotional pieces are inherently subjective and therefore provide lower real value to the readership. And second, editors know they can charge a certain price to post this type of articles. The best thing to have in mind then when writing a contribution is that if the author of the article doesn't consider the interests of the readers, then the editors will not publish it for free. My recommendation is that if you want to be promotional, go for the press release, webinars, podcasts, or blogs.
When can we expect to see published articles and results? Well, this depends on many outside factors, so it's hard to give a definitive answer. Once we agree on a pitch idea, we'll draft this up and send it out to the media with your approval. Sometimes an editor might want to receive a guest article from you, which will then help to write. Other times, perhaps the editor or reporter will just want a paragraph of commentary or have a phone interview with you. In terms of when these results would actually get published, it really entirely depends on the journalist's deadline, the publication's editorial schedule, and the schedule of the editors as well. So all out of our hands, basically, and with the third party being the media publication. So if we write a guest article and submit it to a publication, it could get published in a few days' time, or even in a few months. But we'll always keep in touch with the publications and editors to make sure we update you on the expected publication dates for your results. One example I can give you is some bigger publications will request a guest article after we pitch them. We'll send them a guest article and it could go live the very next day. While some niche publications, thinking of retail off the top of my head, might take 2 or 3 months to publish your article, depending on how newsworthy it is and depending on their editorial queue. So yeah, it really depends basically, and it's on a case-by-case basis, but we'll always keep you informed and up to date on the process.
What's the difference between PR and advertising? Simply put, the difference between PR and advertising is that PR is organically earned and advertising is paid for. When we talk about PR, we're generally referring to organic and earned media, i.e. opportunities that are not paid for. It's often seen as more authentic and helps to increase brand awareness and credibility, as you're actually offering valuable insight to an audience rather than directly plugging a product or service. Often PR comes in the form of editorial pieces, such as a guest article or a quote or comment within a wider article. The way we secure these pieces of coverage is by pitching unique, insightful, and newsworthy ideas to relevant media contacts with the goal of offering value to their readers. Advertising refers to media opportunities that are paid for. It is more directly promotional, and there should be a disclaimer in the article or media feature to show that this feature came about due to sponsorship or payment. It's therefore often viewed as being less authentic, since realistically anyone with enough money can pay for coverage without necessarily offering value. Often the lines get blurred for advertorial pieces, whereby a company representative authors a piece in a publication, and on the surface it seems like an earned editorial piece. However, the opportunity to write for that outlet came about because of payment. So as consumers, we should always be aware that pieces which directly promote a product or service are most often paid for and are therefore a form of advertising.
When should I compare my results or PR coverage to my competition? It is not often an apple-to-apples comparison to compare your company to other larger companies in your industry through the lens of PR coverage and results. Often these companies are at different stages of business development and they have large marketing teams or existing relationships with publications. We at Publicize understand that that's where you want to be. Regular coverage on mainstream publications, and that is what we are all working towards.